This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh, glory. Glory. Oh, glory. Glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon. Formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes.
Good morning, welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already, it's Stephen Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is you do at 11. Whatever it is you do, though, I'm happy that you're doing that do and that you're doing that do with me. Praise the Lord, it's Friday. It's a Friday evening. Bim, the people, them tired awaken. We made it. I'm so happy we're here. Thank the Lord. All right? Let me get some things right out of the way. I want to send some shout-outs this morning. So I see Leon, the ambulance driver, my good friend. You know, in my capacity as local community watering hole ambassador, as I go around, I meet people and they become my local community watering hole compadres, right? And so, yeah, he's having a birthday today. I trust that that will turn into something interesting. We know that Mr. Minister has given us the 9 o'clock curfew. I say then to my ambulance driving friend, let's do it early, right? Because Minister say nine, and we's good, decent, law-abiding citizens, and in my capacity, not as a local community watering hole ambassador, but as a justice of the peace for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I must do everything that I can to ensure that we uphold the laws of the ground. And we will under no circumstance go, untoward in our effort to ensure that we celebrate your life. That separated, I plan to end mine early so I could get to you. So end yours early so you could get to me. And then we could end that early, all right? That's the plan for the day. Again, and that is just an announcement in my capacity as a local community watering hole ambassador. I won't be catching any stray kittens or rescuing any stray kittens out of the inner city today. I'm going to go and spend some time with my friend Leon, the ambulance driver, who celebrates his birthday today. He's 37, so I like that 730, just in case. I ain't telling you what to do with the 730. I'm just telling you what I like. And so you could do what you want with the 730. Just understand that I was made in the image and the likeness of God. God requires 10%. If 730, if you do something with it and something special happens, God 110, leaving 110. All right? That's perfect. And I also want to send a shout out to Dee. Can I tell you, she's such a wonderful woman. She says, Levin, I listen to you every single day. And so I wanted to make sure that if she's listening today, I didn't tell her that I would be sending her a shout out, but if, in fact, she is listening, like she claims she does every single day, all right, I want to make sure that Dee knows that I want to say hello to her. She crossed my mind this morning, and I wanted to be sure that I get that out of the way as well. Okay, so Dee, hi, and to Leon, the ambulance driver, I'm coming to see you, buddy. Anyway, that aside, I'm in studio this morning. I'm joined by a vice chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party again. Mr. Obi Roberts is my guest. Mr. Roberts, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Levan. Good morning, Bahamas. And it's always a pleasure to be back on your show.
Let's try that one more time. How are you, Obi Roberts?
I'm doing well, you know. I'm doing well. Thankful and grateful.
There you are. All right. So, you were here with me a couple of weeks ago. Of course, since your last being here with me, there has been a U.S. report. Now, let me confess, I haven't had an opportunity to read the report, but I have listened to it in the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the news suggests that there is still mass corruption in the way we do politics in the Bahamas, right? And I couldn't help, after listening to various news clippings from various news stations regarding the report, I couldn't help but wonder, is it all really corruption? Because what I notice is that when one side does it, it's corruption. When the other side does it, the side that was doing it first say, well, you see what they do? Y'all say we was corrupt, but you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Are we summing up incompetence to be corruption? Because there is a complete difference. If you are malpracticing because you are simply unaware, then can I say that you are corrupt?
Levon, let me take it all the way back to 2017.
Sure.
Going into the 2017 general elections,
mm-hmm.
the FNM was campaigning on accountability.
Yes.
Transparency. And total and total governance.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind also the Bahamian people and the quote Dr. Minister shortly after he became Prime Minister in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
On June 17, 2017, while addressing the opening session of the National Conclave of Chamber of Commerce in the Bahamas,
yes.
at the Bahama Resort,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Human Minister said corruption has cost the Bahamas untold hundreds of millions of dollars or more over the decades.
Mm-hmm.
Under the previous administration, there were constant complaints about having to see certain people in order to get a proposal reviewed or approved.
Right.
My administration is committed to transparency, mm-hmm. openness, and accountability.
Right.
Now, Levon, we have seen now 4.5 years later, that has been clearly thrown out of the window in terms of how they have been conducting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. report, it didn't come from the Progressive Liberal Party.
Right.
It didn't come from no other political party. It was primarily an outside observer acknowledging what they've been seeing transpiring in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Highlighted in terms of $250 million that was borrowed for the country, particularly for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also addressed certain inconsistencies on how contracts have been awarded right. and everything else.
And who have been getting
them. Yeah, yes.
And the process with which that has happened.
And so many different things that springboard, particularly from COVID. Now, this is just particularly with COVID. And one of the things persons were curious about was like the health visa and the unaccountability in terms of the monies that were collected from that.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, the government has recently waived the health visa payment.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder if this U.S. report had anything to do with that. And then shortly thereafter, you have the Auditor General also requesting...
Saying that he can't get people to report.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he has certain things pending.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Bahamian people are asking me, well, what all did he ask the government that they wanted? One of the things they wanted, who was the beneficial owners of certain companies?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In terms of how long these questions have been pending, what did he ask? Has the money been deposited in the consolidated fund? If not, where has the money been collected? How mm-hmm. much has been collected? X, Y, and Z is the case. So much of these things that the Bahamian people want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like one of so many different things, Levon, that the Bahamian people and also the persons who wrote the report in the U.S. are scratching ahead in terms of the FNM's government's questionable practices as government right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But okay, so Obi, here's the difficulty I find. The difficulty I find is it appears as though in this administration there is money that, when you consider $20 million spent on the food program, I don't know if we measured that correctly. I don't know, how did you measure what did what does $20 million worth of rice and tuna look like, right? And so I think there have been ways that money could have gone missing, but not because of corruption, more because of impropriety and incompetence. Like, people just were operating outside of their depth. And as a consequence, you ended up with wastage and not necessarily corruption.
And there was another thing, too, with the Auditor General making requests
mm-hmm.
on money spent. Now, he is our country's financial watchdog.
Right.
Now, this is how things could play out, you know. If he is able to do his job and present a report
mm-hmm.
to the government and the opposition, then if there are certain things that are inconsistent, the opposition
through the Public Accounts Committee, could also do a further investigation on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But these, what we're seeing right now, is certain information that's not being given to the Auditor General in order for him to do his job.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Like in case, like you said, the $20 million. And Levan, you can always tell when money hits the ground. People are somewhat satisfied or receiving assistance from it. That $20 million that you hear the F&M consistently brag about, you still have people complaining. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you're going to be able to help everybody.
Sure. Now.
But when you see people standing online and the assistance they're getting is a $20 voucher,
mm-hmm.
you wonder what, how much that impact are we going to have in our country for the poor.
Mm-hmm.
The poor will always be with us, but many persons are in need. And the amount of money that they have borrowed, we are not seeing it or feeling it on the ground. And particularly but during COVID, the amount of money that they claim that they've spent, the people are not seeing it or feeling it on the ground in terms of just filling their bellies with food to take care of their families.
I get that. And this is, and I believe the PLP can also stand on this limb, because I tell people, one of the difficulties I have, right, is I think the way we design systems in the Bahamas leaves room for patronage. Mm-hmm. And patronage, if you consider the way it is done, always what makes you wonder at the end of the day, what do we do with the money? Case in point, I will make.
Mm-hmm.
The Prime Minister has, in his capacity as Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, allocated in this budget $2 million for the creation of a junk canoe, whatever they're going to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here is the difficulty with that. People do not spend the government's money. Boards do, right?
Sure.
That then means that out of $2 million, right? And this is in his attempt to legacy bill as a junk canoe.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give them $2 million. When that $2 million drops on the ground for the junk canoe people, we have to establish a board. There's going to be the Junkanoo Building Thing Association board, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's gonna comprise of about 13 members. Each of those members will receive a stipendary. Then you're talking about a building for them to be in, right? Because mm-hmm. they got to meet somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pay rent for that building, even if they don't meet every day.
Mm-hmm.
That building is probably going to be so large, we can't ever turn the air conditioner off, so we got to pay for that. Then they can decide that they need some staff. Then we got to pay these people, right? The chairman of that board, Ganidwin Carr. We got to pay for that. By the time as we get to the $2 million, I imagine John Canoas will still be completely annoyed that $2 million was spent and we don't have a shovel to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the reason why a lot of, and I think the PLP found themselves in the same problems in the last administration, right? A lot of the things the PLP did, they talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. But because of the bureaucracy in the way we do governance, by the time as you realize an idea, millions of dollars have been spent. Case in point, John Canoe Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mr. Christie understood one thing. Carnival was new. It was a new concept. We had to do it big. $27 million, I think it is what the price tag
between,
was.
Between 27 to
okay.
27, yeah.
Obi Roberts, if you give me $27 million, I could build a country and then have the carnival in it. The point I make to you is, mm-hmm. do we then say that it was corruption? No. We hired a John Canoe Carnival Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Good. We needed one in Nassau and we needed one in Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
We had to rent space for them in Grand Bahama. If you know, rent and commercial spaces in this country ain't cheap. So we put them in these commercial spaces. Well, now they need cars. So so when you consider how we spent the money, I don't know whether or not it is corruption or whether it is simply incompetence translating into massive loss of money.
Well, Levan, I'll say, particularly with John Canoe Carnival, mm-hmm. and I would say with the Progressive Party during the last administration, we didn't do a good job of educating the people on many of our initiatives
mm-hmm.
to crystallize it. And then what happened was you had the Free National Movement came in and spun the story in a way that there was some perceived mismanagement.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit there and you say $5 million, $10 million, some people think that the money went in some person's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Even the saying that Carnival wasn't our culture.
Mm-hmm.
The whole premise of it and how it was supposed to be explained so people could be pacified to thoroughly explain what the intent of Carnival was.
Mm-hmm.
Just merely educating the people and explaining how and where the monies were spent on a consistent basis would make life easier for any government, you know.
Sure.
All right, but when you choose to remain quiet or simply respond in your own time, people are left to come up with any conclusion, and in most cases, it's always negative.
Right.
Because when you hear money
and they can't see it, and that's the thing, you know, once you can't see it and touch it yourself, they're going to assume that someone else who has access to it is doing some wrong.
Yeah, in the absence of information, you create speculation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so that is the thing I've noticed in our country, particularly in anything, not just in business, politics. If they don't know it firsthand, then it has to be something afoot that is taking place. Mm-hmm. And we need to elevate ourselves in that. And the government also, or the different agencies within under the government, must learn to speak to the people, educate the people, and update the people on what is going on so they could pacify their affairs, Levon. Like for instance, the Free National Movement, one of the major bases they won the government was based on a laundry list of lies. Remember they said Bahama was a lie?
Right.
Remember they said the sale was fake?
Right, and the family was some cartel family, something. Yeah, remember that.
And then they said we gave away acres of land in Andres to the Chinese. The same thing with the VAT money. The VAT money went afoot. All of these bogus lies, if we just led the charge and educate the people what was taking place with the VAT money, what was taking place with the Bahama Armada, and just lead the narrative, and lead the narrative correctly and openly and honestly, we won't have this situation. But persons would assume that something negative or underhanded took place. And we have to elevate ourselves in that. And we have to meet the people halfway. Educate the people.
But we are back there. We are now at 2017 all over again, right? The FNM will come in here and they will claim exactly what you have claimed. Simply, people are speculating because they do not know what exactly is happening.
They campaign on this, you know.
I agree they've campaigned on accountability. I agree they've campaigned on transparency.
And they said people will go into jail. But look what happened in their 4.5 years. They had cabinet ministers who had to resign. They had cabinet ministers, not named, but 3 cabinet ministers were mentioned in that U.S. report. You had two cabinet ministers who were judicially condemned in a particular court case.
Mm-hmm.
But this party, their prime minister, who flew around the world, said that we have corruption in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And look what is happening under his watch. Oban, as I said before, Levon, if you and I went into the bank and forged someone else's name on a check, you and I would be arrested and taken to jail.
Yes.
We have our country's chief executive sat next to a person and witnessed him up forging someone's name on a heads of agreement, and nothing happened. Nothing happened, Levon. You know what's also very interesting? The prime minister had 2 national addresses recently. He did not even address the U.S. report on his government.
Right.
He didn't even mention it at all. No one from the Free National Movement government ain't even respond to that report that was damaging on them. You wonder why, Levon? You wonder why? One thing makes you wonder that if they speak and they campaign on accountability and transparency, but they could not even defend their own record and sit there and say, no, that report was a lie, that was a sham, defend it with facts. They can't even do that, Levon. And that was one of the most compelling things I noticed when I watched the Prime Minister's recent address. He didn't even address
the report. Does he have an obligation to? Because he could argue,
Levon.
He could argue, Obi Roberts. He could say, I have no obligation to speak to that. I've seen their report. Yeah. We are taking it into consideration. I am focused on the pandemic. That is what I am dealing with. The time will come. I will address that report. The report doesn't make me less prime minister. I am still prime minister. And if the U.S. knew something about me that was so egregious, they would take me to some other international body. But obviously, that is not the case. I am prime minister. I have a pandemic on my hand. I'm governing through my pandemic. Whenever I am done with this, we will find out what it is the U.S. has to say about us. I mean, prime ministers reserve that right. The governments reserve that right, do they not?
But your citizenry deserve to respect who voted you in as government.
Mm-hmm.
When you have another country providing detailed reports in terms of your government's performance, when you had a former minister of sports,
mm-hmm.
a former minister of financial investment, all of these, and these are many unanswered questions that the Bahamian people know firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. is only echoing what the Bahamian people already know on the streets. So this is nothing new to us, but it's a sad indictment on the Hubert Minnis government that they couldn't even respond or to the Bahamian people, because you got to come back to us to seek our confidence to reelect you. But it's a damaging thing on all of them right now in terms of their government. our leader, Philip Rave Davis, had spoken about this repeatedly and consistently, as well as our deputy leader, in terms of how this government, their whole operation has been one to desire. I mean, not to desire. I'll tell you this, the town center ball matter. They have not even tabled that in the House of Assembly. They have not even placed that for discussion in the House of Assembly. Many things that the Prime Minister have promised the Bahamian people. The BPL board,
mm-hmm.
the firing of two executives when he first came in.
Mm-hmm.
We have not even gotten a response from that. The matter of Town Center Mall, where his former Minister of Immigration
mm-hmm.
went on another radio station, Levan. And mm-hmm. I want them to remind him of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the things that the U.S. report. We didn't only see this. The whole world saw that.
Yeah.
He has not even come back to the Bahamian people and refute those and say, well, okay, that there was erroneous. I don't know what he's saying. He didn't even say anything. He's just hoping that just fades away. No.
So here's the question I have, right?
Please do.
The Prime Minister is Prime Minister. Sure, I took no water for him. But the Prime Minister could actually be considered somebody that is not a political juggernaut. He's somebody that entered politics, I think, at around 50 or thereabout. This is now his third time in the parliament. He spent one term as a cabinet minister. He's not had good cabinet polish. He was the Minister of Health with very little success. His party was decimated. He matriculated to become leader, spent 5 years in the wilderness as opposition leader.
Got voted out.
Ousted as opposition leader. Somehow, though, because of the taint of corruption in a more seasoned party with a more seasoned prime minister, whose deputy prime minister also saw himself in some sticky situations, became so lukewarm to the palate of the Bahamian people that the Bahamian people spat the PLP out. Consequently, to use Jeffrey Lloyd's word, through cosmosis, we inherited this man. All right? Could it be that the Bahamas is simply sitting in place because we have a political Mephibosheth? We have a man. The man is possibly a victim of the circumstances that he's found himself in. Now, am I giving him a free walk-in ticket through the hallway? No, I'm not. All I'm saying is, if someone doesn't know, can we say that they are corrupt? If somebody says, I can only deal with problems one at a time. So the BPL board matter, I know that I have that there. I'm coming back to that. I'm turning the bend on that. The Oban deal, I'm supposed to get y'all a report on that. I'm going to get to that in short order. But I'm dealing with these things one at a time, and the problems continue to come. Again, this is just me offering you a position.
Levan,
mm-hmm.
listen, the current prime minister also faced matters when he was in opposition as well, you know,
mm-hmm.
in which he received contracts while he was Minister of Health.
Right.
All right. This happened before he became prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
This happened when he was Minister of Health.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen these suspect dealings with from the doctor before he became prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who are feeling the brunt from his inexperience and his constant mishaps? The Bahamian people.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time he makes a mistake.
I don't disagree with that.
All right, we are feeling it.
So, I don't disagree
so
with that.
So why should we give him a slap on the hand because he's trying to figure this way out at the expense of the Bahamian people?
No, but remember now, the Bahamian people are culpable here. We elected that man.
And they get rid of him too.
Regardless of what we were told,
mm-hmm.
we decided that we couldn't care. We would vote for the golden calf. We didn't care. We needed to get rid of Christie. So the Bahamian people are equally as culpable.
Look what you get when you're tired of what you had. Eh?
In the election of
Look
Dr.
what you
Uber
get,
Minus.
Levan.
And all I'm saying is this something that the Bahamian electorate as well has to take responsibility for? That if we are bleeding money, not necessarily because, if the man doesn't say, I planned a tea for a million, but somehow he moves something from somewhere and it costs us $1 million, do we say that the man is corrupt, or do we say that this the incompetence is costly?
You trying to tell me, Levan, that his ignorance makes him seem incompetent but not corrupt?
No. I'm saying
who the cap fits, wear it.
I'm saying to you,
and the Bahamian people they're tired of him playing this act as if he's trying to figure it out for the best interest of the Bahamian people, mm-hmm. Levan.
But my grandmother would say in this instance, right? Maybe he's Topsy, and if Topsy don't know, you can't kill Topsy for don't know. you follow what I'm saying? if we find ourselves where we have an administration in place who obviously doesn't take counsel from the prime minister former that they have access to, you remember from the very beginning the declaration, the Ingram era is over. I imagine that banished the Ingram and all of the Ingramites into a corner, barring Carl Bettle.
Look how he handled the Hurricane Dorian matter. You had
two prime ministers from both sides of the aisle.
That institutional knowledge, that an international of affiliation and association around the world.
Yes.
That Hugh could help you, assist you with the most devastating storm this country has ever seen.
Right.
And you dismiss both of them.
Again, not because I'm corrupt. Not because I'm corrupt. Not because I want to thief money. But because I simply do not understand the nuances that it takes to
How long will it take him, Levan?
His next time in office.
No! You know what he said is, if he give him the next time in office, he can check for the poor people.
He focuses on the poor people. Because he can do one thing at a time.
So, Levan, you focus on the people who need help the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not when you come into office, Levan, and the first thing you do is dismantle the revenue enhancement unit that was collecting around $25 to $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
You dismantle that. Then you also give the wealthy or your donors who have business license relief, who their annual earnings are $50 million a year, you give them a tax relief from that. And then the following year, you come back and then you increase VAT by 60% on the backs of the poor.
Mm.
Okay? Now, they already thought through this, Levan. All right? And then one of your former cabinet ministers, all right, who has a business interest in one of the areas where he received benefits in some of the tax reliefs under the incoming FNM government at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Levan, when the poor voted you in large, overwhelming numbers. And the first thing you do is turn your back on them and help the wealthy. That's a clear indication. You clearly out to lunch. When you also came in, they went on a summer break. Okay, you remember that now?
Mm-hmm.
They had the budget. They came back sometime in September.
So they're on 90 days now.
September. And then when
they came, get more time off than teachers.
Exactly. And then when they came, and then when they came back from their break,
What
they asked for, they wanted an increase in salary for members of parliament.
let me say to the teachers, y'all don't kill me. Miss Wilson, I'm sorry. I want the teachers to have an extra month off. I retract that. But they have a whole lot of time off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I guess, and so, Levan, how much time we should give this man to get it right? The Bahamian people are feeling it, my brother.
And you and I share that sentiment, right? That if the baby burned the house down, the house still burned down.
If it was a Progressive Liberal Party, would they give us that? And look,
it is because the Progressive Liberal Party has proven in the last 20 years that it has had people that have been practicing to be politicians all of their lives. You've had the Obadiah Wilscombs, the Fred Mitchells, so these people have been people that have been in the line waiting to be government for forever. We find ourselves in a position where the Bahamian people were so tired of the political juggernauts that we went for neophytes. Now, the baby burning the house down. We can't be mad. And the point I also make is, I don't necessarily know if you could flat out call it corruption.
Man, look here, I could call it corruption. When you have your two cabinet ministers traditionally condemned, when you have BTC phone records altered, to try to reflect something else that is not the truth.
But it was the cabinet minister that said, I don't know anything about those calls. The cabinet minister said that.
I can say this to you. Mm-hmm. Who alters the phone records to reflect something else for what particular reason, Levan?
The people that are doing the investigation.
Okay, then.
But not the cabinet minister.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the cabinet minister said, I don't know.
Who heads the investigation for them to sit there and say this
is the case? The commissioner of police.
When you tried to give the impression that someone called you, but it reflected actually truthfully that you called that person multiple times. What I'm saying to you is this. And then the town center more. Mm-hmm. When you know that was a blatant conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
When you have your cabinet minister sat on another radio station and said the prime minister called him.
Me and the prime minister discussed.
Call me and discuss this.
Yeah, I was in Cuba. I did just get up.
He's somewhere in Central America.
I did just get up.
And he just get up.
And the prime minister called me.
So what is that? You know that's a conflict
Sounds
of interest.
Sounds like collusion, yeah.
Okay.
But we got to take some calls.
And Levan,
mm-hmm.
not from a cabinet minister, from the prime minister. And he has yet to come back to the people and explain that in detail what all took place in that town center mall.
Let's take a call. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. I tell you, I got Obi Roberts in the studio, and if you'll let us, we could talk to one another for an hour. Let's see if I get a couple of these calls in. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, I'm Levan.
Hey.
Listen, man. Just to go off the course a bit, I'm calling from the dialysis unit. Listen, these nurses and doctors in here working hard. Okay. Hard workers. I need you to send a clarion call. Let the minister and the prime minister know they need to come down here. I've been here from 5 o'clock. A lot of us patients are here. We can't get on the machines.
Wow.
We need our blood clean.
Wow.
Tell Renwood Wells and the Prime Minister stop doing stupidness and get down here and address this situation.
Are they still striking down there?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Yes, they are. And you know, dialysis is critical.
It is. Wow, that is.
But these nurses are stretched beyond.
Wow.
They're working hard.
Wow.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Tell Minister them stop playing, man. Do stop them.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
He's talking about he wants to save lives. And half us half dead now. We can't get our blood clean.
Wow.
Thank you, Levan.
No problem, caller. That is something serious.
You see
that?
That
is serious.
That's very, very serious.
No, that is serious.
And Levan, look how much of the industrial unrest we've been having in this country over the past couple of years under this particular government.
FNMs will say that fire is being fanned by the hand of the PLP. Okay. It is the same argument the PLP made when there was uprising against them. This is around the time that uprisings happened.
But let me make it clear to you, under the former PLP government, we signed more industrial agreements. And you want me, the former Minister of Labor at the time, Shane Gibson, signed countless industrial agreements that solved the issue with many of the unions. Have we seen that under this government right now?
I don't know. Where is the Minister of Labor? Okay. I haven't seen the Minister of Labor. Do you even know who it is?
Last time I checked, I think it was Dion Fos.
It is Dion Fos. I just wanted to know.
And he inherited those agreements, you know.
Yeah.
He inherited those agreements.
Yeah. Let's take a call. Come on, caller. You're on.
Hey, morning, Levan, and morning to your guests. Listen, if Obi trying to convince us that this PLP could be any different, and if you buy in that, I cry shame on you. That's the PLP who brought us into the drug trade, who oversaw that, and if we ignore that their history. Listen, PLP and FNM are similar. One is just a little bit more corrupt than the other. We can't ignore these parties and let them try to sell us a bill of goods every year. All right? And they fighting with each other and ignore the people, the Bahamian people. So he busy worrying about the ministers and minister. What about the Bahamian people? What about the Bahamian people? We don't care about your arguments. Your political arguments, these petty things. The whole country is at stake. What is their plan? What is their plan? They could criticize ministers, and he deserves criticism. And they'll say all the debt and all of that. But what is their plan? I haven't heard any plan. I think I heard you mention that they're going to bring out a plan at some point. What is your plan? You know why they're scared to say a plan? Because the Bahamian people are rejected, or they just don't have a plan that take us beyond what it is. And we've had enough of the Bahamian people. And I agree with you. I agree with you said the Bahamian people are at fault because we continue to vote for the same people over and over again. And when I hear that person call, I thank God I don't have to deal with dialysis. That's really sad. That's scary. That's very sad that persons have to deal with this. And they could build a hospital. See, we externally, Jesus called us like, whitewash sepulchre. We built a $50 million facility on the outside, look good and everything. But we can't even find beds. We can't find dialysis machines. We can't find MRI machines. We have to send them to public. These are things that are very inexpensive from a medical and to maintain. But we won't do it because private donors have to be benefited. Private physicians have to be benefited. And I'll end this last one. Why is the government charging the Bahamians $100-something test to go to the family island? Why the government don't subsidize that? Why the government don't make those people?
I've been asking that question all along.
They should be covering a significant cost of that.
Yeah.
But the question is, who's benefiting from this? And shame on this government. Thanks, folks.
Appreciate it. Because I wanted to go to Cat Island for August Monday dead bad. It looked like hell. I spent $500 to go to Cat Island. That don't make sense to me. That don't make sense to me. Only Bush there. What are you going to look at? $500 is absolutely not. Let me get a couple of these text messages in. Hey, Miller, please remind the government to pay the RBDF veterans and retirees the money owed to them as a part of their retirement package. I know you can get them to settle up. Thanks. Y'all, please pay my friends. They work long and go on out to see this break up your body, man. Plenty of these fellas can't get it their own way no more, you know. They ain't running gun. They knees bad. They back bad. Pay them the money. Good morning, people. Good morning. People must realize that there are black Chinese. I don't know what that means. The registry published in The Guardian a long list of non-compliant companies who failed to give BO information. Our people need to get compliant. Sure. Good morning, Mr. Miller. So you are saying when the PLP, when it's the PLP, it's corruption, but when it's the FNM, it's misunderstanding. Come on, sir. Whatever is good for the goose is good for the gander. No, no, no. What I'm saying is maybe it is incompetence on both sides. Maybe we lack the depth as politicians to negotiate better. And that is why we find ourselves in positions where we massively spend money that literally do not translate into anything. Mm-hmm. Is the Bahamas corrupt, or are we simply just not developed enough yet in our negotiations to cause us not, because I mean the PLP cannot sit here and divorce itself from some of its bad decisions. They cannot. Were those decisions made though because Christie wanted to thief money or because Mr. Davis wanted? No, I don't believe that. You're not going to convince me that the fella sitting in the room thinking about how he could thief a million. Now, if he negotiated it so poorly that we spent $27 million only to have four functions out of it, I have to begin to say to myself, nah, you had to know if you rest that amount of money down, these Negroes, and the Negroes will be Negroes wherever you find them. They're never going to stop being Negroes. And that don't have nothing to do with skin color. They behave a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. So are you corrupt or are you just, I don't know, are you just not developed enough in your ability to negotiate? That's the question I ask.
Lever, well, it all depends on from whose point of view. Most people see it as plain corruption.
Mm-hmm.
What we have seen under this government is just basically they out to lunch on many things. But I wanted to address the caller who called in.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the PLPs not having a plan. And mm-hmm. like I said, we are prepared. We're just waiting on this government to ring the bell. But I just want to remind our caller that the former PLP government, PLP, we're the one who brought the National Development Plan. We also brought the National Training Agency. Mm-hmm. It was us who negotiated and got Bahama done.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It was us who revolutionized sports tourism in our country.
Mm-hmm.
You also have on the social services with Melanie Griffin, where we brought in the debit cards.
Mm-hmm.
These are innovative things that we saw under our previous PLP government that we are looking to continue on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of ideas, but we are waiting at the pertinent time for us to present it to the Bahamian people once ministers ring the bell and establish that date. I just wanted to let him know that. I just want him to ask him where sports in this country now under this Free National Movement government. With the IWF that was here, and we had three events here. They canceled for $5 million. Said that we couldn't afford it. All right? Sports in this country under the Free National Movement just basically disappeared.
Mm.
It was a total disaster. All right? It was us who also, with many other initiatives, all right, we bought 9 Defense Force vessels as a former Defense Force Marine.
Mm-hmm.
That also helped secure our borders. It helped also in our fisheries. Some of our Spanish Wells brothers had a tremendous year in the crawfish season.
Yes.
All right? And so these are initiatives. When he talked about the PLP in terms of what our plans are, trust me, tell him just be patient. You know, we waiting on minister to ring the bell.
Mm.
And once we ring the bell, and we and our leader, Philip Ray Davis, is just waiting right now. Our team is waiting. If you notice, until he, Del Renwood Wells, said that persons who were vaccinated only are the ones who could go out and campaign door to door. Prior to that, Levan, our candidates was all over the country going door to door, presenting themselves to the constituents and enduring themselves to the people and gaining their support.
Mm.
All right? We just waiting on minister ring the bell. And then you will see in terms of what our plan, okay, and our pledge to the country,
mm-hmm.
what we are prepared to do if elected as government, and we anticipate being elected as government for the 5 years of being Governor Levi.
This says, if Chester Cooper and Dwayne Sands don't step up and take hold of those parties, we are doomed to repeat the same old. Dr. Minnis blew his one shot to show he was any different, and in fact, him remaining as leader will, while ignoring how he failed on promises made, can only help further split the FNM. The PLP just as hopeless, with Brave in the picture. This ain't looking good for any Bahamian who expected change from those two. This next text right here says, when the FNM is confronted with corruption, they don't deny it. The first thing they say is, Y'all did it too. How can you be better than me when you are doing the same thing? This one here says, The Guardian talk show was a whole... What is this? The Guardian's talk show as a whole has avoided this topic. Even on Facebook, they are posting everything else except this. Quite telling. Well, here I am bringing it to you. The U.S. needs to keep quiet. Look at all the corruption which occurred under the Trump administration. He ended up being impeached twice. Any form of corruption is wrong. Tell the U.S., if you live in a glass house, please don't throw stones. The Ken Dorsett case will once again expose the PLP's corruption. Stay tuned. I hear my music. That means we're going to a break. Don't go anywhere. Obi Roberts is with me. It's Leave a Miller. I'm unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. I'll be right back after the break.
No matter how careful you are, sometimes accidents happen. When it comes to your auto insurance coverage, we know what you need. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we provide superior customer service through a quick and efficient claims department that you can trust to get you quickly and safely back on the road again. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
In these dangerous times, you need protection that you can depend on. International Security Alliance will keep your business and assets secure. Our team of skilled and professional officers provide an efficient and effective means to mitigate threats to our clients. Our services include executive chauffeuring, corporate office security, asset management, marina security, and canine security. Get the protection that you can trust. Call International Security Alliance at 601-0766 or at 601-0767. That's International Security Alliance. Enforcement through reinforcement.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Welcome back. Levin Miller here. I'm Unleashed on your radio. Thank you for joining me. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let me see if I can get a couple more of these text messages in because they pay for these and I don't want the people to kill me. Good morning, Mr. Miller. My boy Brad will tell you the truth, nothing but the truth. The FNM cannot walk in the PLP shoe when it gets to being honest. The government what is this? The government party lies too much. PLP all the way. Okay, Miller, you have a big hitter with you. PLP, PLP, all the way. Where did PLP all the way come from? Because I told somebody it'd have to be the best political slogan in history.
It's a biblical term.
The PLP started going all the way in Mussey 62.
53.
And they ain't stopped going all the way yet.
53 when we was formed by our three founders.
The slogan was all the way from that?
Yes.
Man, PLP and the PLP never just go half the way. If you go in PLP, it's only one way to go, and that's all the way.
All the way.
Yeah.
And you know, there's something else to leave out.
Sure.
The Progressive Liberal Party, we love and appreciate our history from our origins. You don't ever listen and hear the Free National Movement speak about their history in their party, you know.
Mm.
You don't ever hear them talk about their history in their party and acknowledge certain significant milestones in their party. We, the PLP, we acknowledge our founding fathers and the many persons who have contributed to our party, men and women, from the inception of 1953 to the present date.
This here says PLP did not steal the money. They did what Perry said, and that was to piss it away. Your guests forgot the PLP blamed crime on the FNM. Your guests forgot the PLP said that they would give us free electricity. And then they lost the election. That's what happened. Perry Christie them say something about free electricity, and then they lose the election. Leaving your guests is painting or trying to paint the PLP as if they are angels, like they ain't do nothing ridiculous before in politics. Your guess is, I read that already. The PLP, I read that already. Okay. Great. The PLP has a plan. The plan is to raise VAT. Well, according to the plan that they did show, they plan to reduce it by 10%. Obi Roberts knows I completely disagree with it and think that it is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But we don't have enough time to get through that today, so let me get a couple more of these messages in. Levin, our politicians are, by any definition of the word, corrupt. No more, no less. They know full well that what they are doing is wrong. That's why they go to such lengths to hide the activities. This one here says, Levin, how can you allow Mr. Roberts to get away with waiting for the bell to ring to present their plan? That's same old, same old. I think in their defense, and I tote no water for the PLP, I think the PLP has laid out a skeleton plan, the economic plan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see that they now also have a skeleton plan for the COVID response plan.
Because we have a COVID task force. And you want me to tell you something?
Y'all keep giving me the what though, Obi, no, and I never see the how.
No, Levi. Hold on. With the COVID plan,
mm-hmm.
these were things from our leader and deputy leader that we had made a suggestion to the government from last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was our government, it was, speaking in future, but it was our leader and deputy leader,
mm-hmm.
particularly our leader, who suggested free testing and tracing,
mm-hmm.
okay, from back from June of 2020.
Yeah, I still think is a good idea.
And this government ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
This government ignored it. And then the Free National Movement, what they did in July, they allowed Bahamians to travel to Florida, who coming back within 3 days not to be tested, and created a bigger surge.
Mm-hmm.
Levi, all we're asking for the government is to work hand in hand with the opposition, because this is most critical times where Bahamian lives and health
mm-hmm.
are at stake. This ain't no time to be playing politics.
Yeah.
All right? People need to see mature leadership from our leaders and not fighting. When you get up in front of the country and say, you don't need to listen to Philip Ray Davis, that's not the thing you need to say.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stand toe-to-toe, side-to-side, and address this, because people want to be comforted right now, because we have never experienced this in our life right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen our economy bottom up like this. We've never seen a virus like this right now that has affected friends, loved ones, persons locally and around the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of people are afraid right now.
People I know are starting to die.
Yeah.
This says, when Dr. Sands lectured UB, he said, let's not pretty this up, but he tried to pretty up this administration excuse to the audit reports of not keeping records. I take no political sides, but right is right and wrong is wrong. This level of corruption and poor governance by this present and particular and past government show need for and no excuse for freedom of information, greater accountability, transparency and justice. Where is it? Must we choose the better of two evils? I'm not saying that you ought to. I don't know what I'm saying. The BLB doesn't have a plan. Their whole plan is just blame minutes. Cat Island is in its current state. Mr. Davis should be ashamed. Even the BLB is saying, trust me, we have a plan, but we waiting on minutes to do what he has to do to make. That makes no sense to me as a voting citizen. The wave Brave wants to take us on will make us sick, and we will already be dealing with COVID. Brother Miller, will the Bahamas rise again? And what does it say? Brother Miller, as a country, we impose those titles upon ourselves with power and no accomplishment. Why? Let's examine the most honorable prime minister with no right solutions. Need an answer today from Grand Bahama. Okay. This one says, Brother Miller, can't hear DeWitt today, to be honest. You can handle Mr. Roberts. Well, I see the phone lines are lighting up. I won't be able to get to them, so they could hang up. Have a plan and actually carry out the plan is two different things. And that is one of the issues I have, Obi, with the BLB.
Mm.
And I say it to Latre Ramming before. I keep seeing the skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all give me the skeleton. People like me can read. I could read.
Mm-hmm.
I read well. Mm-hmm. Right? I believe. I read better in my head, so luckily if you send me a document, I can read it silently in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep seeing the what, I don't see the how. So the BLB says, we are going to get water from the well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sure, I don't see no bucket, I see no rope, I see no what the plan could be. I know what the plan is. The plan is we getting water out of the well. How? Only me and Obi standing here. Mm-hmm. Obi got his hands ringing, my hands ringing. How are we getting the water out of the well?
See, Levi, once minutes rings the bell, we're going to articulate and explain it to the Bahamian people, and then we're going to enact it once we become government.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we are trying to navigate ourselves through this COVID crisis
mm-hmm.
and how this government has mishandled it without no plan. Now, you were talking about someone who does not have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
This government has not provided a plan to the Bahamian people. We've moved from one crisis.
They've not appeared to have a plan. If they have one, they certainly don't appear like they got
after
one.
18 months of being on a lockdown,
mm-hmm.
all right? With many times when he extended the COVID lockdown, he provided no scientific data.
Well, they hope, because the Minister of Health just said the other day, he hopes to achieve herd immunity by December. So when Guernica was, we won't be achieving it in summer, which was his original statement. We will have herd immunity by the summer. Yeah, well, now he hopes it'll be in Christmas, just so you know what we're looking towards.
Anyway, with that. But like I said right now, if it's for the sake and the benefit of the Bahamian people,
mm-hmm.
I hope so.
We out of time.
I hope so. I certainly mm-hmm. hope so.
Anyway, let me get one more text message in. This one says, Levan, Philip Davis has never been prime minister. I can tell you this man will lead this country with excellence, compassion, balance, and be consulted and consultative. That's my time. It's my music. It's Friday. You all know the rule. Do everything in your power to don't kill nobody. Do even more in your power to make sure nobody don't kill you. If you do that, I'll see you back here on Monday. Leon, go get them. And you know the rule. I don't drink odd number. I don't drink odd number best. No, sir, that's the rule. Leave it, Bella. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news. It's Bar Talk. Don't move. They've got news. It's now.
Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.